You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Purple World Flowers by Benny Salvador from the new EP Change of Depth. We're going to be chatting to Benny very, very soon. This is Benny Salvador with Purple World Flowers. We've got Benny on the line. Kia ora, how are you?
Yeah, very good. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to be able to chat to you. Congratulations on this excellent new EP, Change of Depth. It's beautiful. How are you feeling?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I just woke up, really. I've been good. Just being at home, making music, and doing little collages, and pondering around at home. It's been quite nice. Going for walks with my dog.
Oh, lovely.
But yeah, it's been all lovely.
Is the cover art of this EP, is that a collage that you've made?
Yeah. I make all the collages for Auntie.
It's super gorgeous. Yeah. For people who haven't seen it yet, it's kind of got like a spaceman wandering through what looks like a intergalactic sort of fungi setup. It's very sort of wonderful and does suit the world of this EP that you've created. How do you go about starting, I guess, like the audio side of your music your art making, and also this kind of like visual component that seems to be very strong in your practice as well, Benny? How do you start a track? Where does it come from?
To be honest, I just end up jamming on my drum machines, really. That's my main, like, all of these tracks are just started off as just a stereo file recording of my drum machine that I ended up just putting other things around.
Do you know when you're on... Oh, sorry, what was that?
Oh, no, I just like did like a couple recordings on my drum machines and then added some flutes and some... you know, some other things, some percussion, and that was pretty much it, really. It was just like play with my drum machine.
Excellent.
Which is good, yeah. I don't know, I'd have lots of fun with that.
That seems like a really nice way to start. Just playing around is a really sort of like open-ended way, not going in with too much expectation of what you're going to be creating. How do you know when it's moved from something that you're just playing around with into a track and then maybe even an EP?
I don't know. I think I'm probably someone that's, I don't know, it takes me a little longer to decide sometimes. I'm often quite indecisive, but I just make music all the time at home. It's all I really do at the moment. So I just end up with lots of music that end up like, oh, yeah. But I think I usually know if I'm just having a really good time while I'm recording.
Yeah.
But because a lot of it is out of the box and inside a drum machine, it's quite quick as far as the actual making process. I spent lots of my years before then learning how to use Ableton, which was really great. But it's a lot more quicker process with just straight up drum machine.
Yeah.
So I think I was just ended up in a bit of a trance, and then I think that's why all the tracks are quite long. It's a bit too like sleepy and dancey to end up running them off at a decent time.
I think that the length is so good for these songs, though, because they are quite world-building. You sort of end up in the headspace of the track by about 3 minutes, and you need that sort of extra 3 minutes to really settle into that space. Do you feel like when you're making songs like this, I mean, is this something that you would play out, or is this stuff that you think is more for like a listening in your private time kind of a headspace? Do you think about that side of it?
I don't know. I think it's probably a bit of both. I feel like it's part of it is definitely me fiending for some dance floors.
Mm-hmm.
And like sort of, you know, reliving those experiences at home in my studio. Those clubbing sort of experiences. But then at the same time, I don't know, a lot of it's also just inspired by walking by the beach and going for long walks.
It must be nice.
I like putting on quite, you know, repetitive, fast, trancy music to walk to.
Yeah.
Getting lost. It's quite good. That's sort of like what I like to do.
Must be nice to have your dog with you then when you're doing those walks.
Yeah. He definitely reminds me where all the poles are, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It's good to have someone who's got their eyes on what's happening out there.
For sure.
I wondered who you show your music to before you're ready to release it. Who are the people you bounce your ideas off, Benny?
Well, I live at home with my parents, so like often I'll be like, my parents will be either working or, you know, out and about, and they'll come home for the day and I'll be like, oh, I made this, and I'll play it in our living room, you know, as the sun goes down, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I made this today. And I'll be like, oh yeah, this is all right. This is okay. And then, yeah, I've got quite a good little community of people between Auckland and Pōneke. Like, all of the local friends are, like, really know what they're talking about, so they're quite good people to send for, like, quite critical thoughts.
Mm-hmm. You got to have those good...
Yeah, like, people like one of my good friends, Current Bias, Jackie Jenkins, mm-hmm. who helped me mix it, and Corey Champion, Boris, I sent him. Just, like, people that I trust their ears. Yeah,
I think it's good to have those people around, and it's really nice that, I mean, you've got a musical family as well. Do you ever get feedback from your whānau on it, or are they just there to listen and sound it out?
I definitely reach for feedback. Often I get it, the feedback I'm looking for, and often I don't. So whether I take it or not, it's another story. But you know, my dad will be like, oh, yeah. More fruits, and I'll be like, okay, put more fruits on.
Nice. Yeah. When you're finding things like the flutes, do you find samples? Do you use a plugin, or do you hit up friends who can play the flute? How do you actually build that into your tracks?
I don't know. In my previous releases, I've commissioned an artist, or you know, write some stuff for friends to come in and play and expand on. But with this one, I was just at home by myself, so I just ended up playing everything.
Do you play the flute, Benny, or is this on digitally?
It's a plastic recorder.
Oh, nice.
At home. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But, you know, stuff like that, you know, just random things I find around the house.
That's really cool, yeah. And I think it's got that lovely interior space to it. But, you know, when you said you do a lot of walking by the sea and getting that kind of big horizon feeling, I think is something I feel listening to this EP. And it's got that gorgeous kind of, like, thoughtful space when you're in this world that you've created here. I did want to ask you about the collages as well, because they are beautiful. And as you say, you do them for all the Auntie Record releases. Where do you start with your collaging? I'm imagining you must have a pretty good stack of excellent magazines and newspapers and stuff in your bedroom.
Yeah, I don't know. I go, when I'm walking, I often stop off at the op shops around Miramar, where I live, and go ease for old magazines and things that I like the look of, and then just end up chopping them up at home. It was something I started doing in my high school art class a few years ago. I don't know, I just really liked it. And it was a good way of making posters.
Yeah.
For me, who was, like, doing gigs and didn't, you know, I was just like, oh, I'll do it all myself.
Yeah.
Do the poster, play the gig. Just, like, I don't know. It's good thing I get excited about the music when I'm creating the imagery.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the way I bounce off of it, each other.
I wonder how your gigging is going at the moment. Have you been doing any playing? I know, Pōneke, you're at level 2. It's different and it's weird this time round, but have you managed to have any shows, or are you planning any shows for when we can get to that traffic light setup?
I've got shows planned, obviously, but it's all really in the air with those ones. Yeah. But I did a show which sort of inspired this record at Pyramid Club, which was like a 20-person sit-down masked gig. It went really well. It was quite good. It was nice. Lots of Ludus and Sonia Waters.
Oh, cool.
And TJ McIntosh were doing like, it was like an ambient sort of sit-down thing.
That would have been lovely.
Yeah. It was quite nice. Yeah, it was quite a good buzz.
I think there's something really special about listening to music that maybe you'd think of as or like artists that I sort of associate with the dance floor, being able to hear it in that kind of seated, intimate setting is a really different way to experience that music, but a really lovely one.
Yeah, it was quite nice. I definitely shied away from too many drums.
Yeah, yeah.
It was quite good. Like, it was good practice for me. Like, I hadn't done it in a while, taking my toys out.
Yeah.
And so it was quite good to, like, do that and get comfortable again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, yeah, other than that, I've sort of just been cruising.
Cool. It's a good way to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely a good headspace to get in. Well, for us in Tamaki Makaurau, this I think will be a good little walk around the block kind of album to have a listen to. Yeah. So thanks for putting it out, Benny. And we'll look forward to seeing you up in Auckland when we can get back to get some gigs in the hopefully not too distant future.
Yeah, hopefully. But yeah, lots of love to everyone up in Tamaki.
Oh, kia ora. Hey, thank you.
Big love. Yeah.
We're going to play Life Cycles now, which has made its way onto the top 10 already. And have a great rest of your morning, Benny.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a lovely one.
Ka kite.
Thank you. Ka kite.
This is Benny Salvador with Life Cycles from Benny's brand new EP, Change of Depth. Very beautiful three-track EP, which is up on Bandcamp now. You can head over to auntierecords.bandcamp.com if you would like to get your hands on it. It's got a gorgeous cover collage done by Benny himself. Thank you so much to Benny for chatting to us. It's always lovely to hear what's happening down in the capital at the moment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.